every time we're unhappy. So we don't need to wait that long. Every time we're unhappy, we think, why am I unhappy? And blame our self-cherishing. It's to blame. Whatever it is that's happening, all our misfortune in our life. And we've all got a nice long list, which is how we came to find Dharma, I would say, in the first place. It's coming from negative karma, our misfortune. Why did we engage in the negative actions that have placed those negative imprints on our mind that are ripening as unfortunate circumstances? Self-cherishing made us do those things. And so it's the creator. Geshe-la calls it the troublemaker, which is quite beautiful, really. It shows his incredible understanding of the word troublemaker. It's a suffering creator. A suffering creator. Who wants to keep that abiding in our heart day and night? So if we keep blaming it, it creates our suffering. And it is the basis for all our suffering. So you cannot experience suffering if you're not thinking about yourself. So if we only think about others, there'll be no basis for ever experiencing suffering. It is a very, very foolish and deceptive mind. It is always interfering with our inner peace. So you remember when I read that beautiful paragraph about one of the five impurities is that our delusions give us no rest. We are always, our mind is always uncomfortable. We have so little inner peace. We find it hard to enjoy the stillness of our own mind. Remember? All of that discomfort is coming because we're harboring the enemy. We're allowing it to remain in our heart. So we need to think. Now is the time. Now is the time. I have every good condition gathered. The instructions, the company, the blessings of an unequaled Kadampa master who holds the lineage of this method and the realizations in his heart. We'll never get a better opportunity. So if we're looking for better conditions, I'm not quite sure what they'd look like. So now's the time. Let's encourage ourselves. It is a great obstacle to our accomplishing the real meaning of our human life. So bodhicitta and self-cherishing view are opposites. The more our self-cherishing diminishes, the more our bodhicitta can appear and grow. The more our bodhicitta appears and grows, the more our self-cherishing diminishes. They're opposites. So we can't accomplish the real meaning of our human life with the intention to attain the ultimate supreme goal while we allow self-cherishing view, self-cherishing ignorance to remain in our heart. So how long has this been going on? How long have we been harboring this enemy? It's sort of tragic. Since beginningless time. Because we've never met instructions. You know, no one in our modern world knows about the most harmful conceptual thoughts arising from our root mind. No one in our modern society knows what self-cherishing is. So how can they possibly become happy all the time while not understanding this terrible view? So if we realize this teaching, then we can share our experience with others, guide everybody everywhere to identifying their own enemy, self-cherishing view. So we've had it, had this self-cherishing mind in life after life since beginningless time, even while asleep and dreaming. So the explanation is wonderful. I would love to read it all. Like, you know, it's funny, some of it. What is it that makes our wishes and feelings matter more? Because they're so important. Our plans, our wishes, our feelings. You're hurting my feelings. They're paramount, our feelings. What is it that makes our life more interesting, our experiences more interesting? You know, everything about us is so interesting. What about everybody not so interesting? What we've got to say, so interesting. You know, when we're having a conversation, our self-cherishing is waiting to interject with such an insightful comment, such a witty remark. And we get frustrated if we don't get that opportunity. So Geshe-la's description about criticism, about pain, when you read this, you think, yep, 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 yep. It's like a description of a normal day. And where is it coming from? From self-cherishing view. There are no valid reasons whatsoever for thinking we are more important than others. So self-cherishing is a completely mistaken mind with no basis in reality. These are wonderful phrases that we need to use. We need a lot of weapons in our arsenal.